From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday that the Islamic State group will feel pressure in the coming weeks as the United States, France, and other allies increase their efforts against the militants. He spoke in Paris after meeting with French President François Hollande and discussed different ways in which their governments can be more effective in battling the Islamic State. VOA correspondent Lisa Bryan is in France and tells us more about what's being done inside and out of this country in response to the attacks.
French police have carried out dozens of more raids, arrested more than 100 people. Well, I should say, some of these are house arrests. Others have actually been arrested around the country. And then sort of more internationally, France launched a second series of strikes against the Islamic State group in its stronghold, Syrian stronghold of Raqqa. So at the same time, there's also been a big security ramp up. The government now says that about 115,000, possibly more, police, gendarmes and military are mobilized across the country.
Again, that is VOA correspondent Lisa Bryant in Paris. Meanwhile, Paris has formally requested European Union assistance in its fight against the group behind last Friday's bloody attacks in Paris. In Brussels, the French defense minister invoked the EU's mutual assistance clause for the first time since the 2009 Lisbon Treaty introduced the possibility. Meanwhile, the EU member states, 28 of them, accepted the French request, but it was not immediately clear what assistance would be forthcoming. You're listening to VOA News.